Spin Southwest, I am Katrina. Here's the full story. A unique event for Ireland's young people will take place at Shannon Airport on the 27th of this month when the Irish Technology Leadership Group Young Innovators event kicks off. The event encourages young people to innovate for the world as they see it in 50 years from now. And 600 students are already registered for the event. But to find out more, I spoke to Gillian Barry from Limerick Institute of Technology.
Well, there's a variety of activities on the day, but the main part of the day is there's a challenge event competition, and we're asking young people who are innovative and creative, and tell us what their vision of the world will be in 50 years' time. So, in 2064, how will we live, work, play, travel, shop? So we have six categories, and there will be teams of up to 10 people, and it's per school, so that there might be, two or three teams per school, and they'll have an opportunity then to win some fantastic prizes, but also to interact with some amazing kind of people in technology and business, including the guys in the Dragon's Den, people like Craig Barrett and Ingrid Vandervelde from Dell. Craig Barrett, formerly of Intel, and really made what Intel is as it is today. So just incredible people to be around. We'll also have a showcase area where we'll have some cool kind of new technology stuff like virtual reality, 3D printing, hologram technology, biomechanics, biotechnology, just really cool things. We'll also have a professor from NASA there talking about his work. So some really, really cool people, lots of kind of innovative minds and creative minds, and we expect it to be just a really fun day, but just, a lot of just creativity and what the future is going to look like.
What is the benefit of an event like this though, Gillian?
Well, they say that you kind of grow out of that innovative and creativity as you go through education, as you become more socialised, as there's more influences in your life, and that you lose that a little bit. So what we're trying to do is encourage young people to keep that creativity, to have that innovative edge, and that anything is possible. You know, that if we look at all of the things that are around us today, we get very used to technology. We grew up, we grew up with it. I mean, more so younger people now, they're very native to technology. And we want to say them, at one stage, somebody sat in a room and said, I have an idea. And everybody else in the room said, you're crazy, it's never going to happen. And now it's normal. Now it's part of our everyday life. And what we're trying to say to people is, you're young, you've got these great ideas, and this can happen, and this is how it can happen. You can come up with a great idea, and then you can look at commercializing it and bringing it to life. And we're just challenging them to start to think in that innovative way.
And Gillian, I know there's 600 already registered for it, so there's massive interest. But for people who would like to go along, is there still space available?
No, unfortunately. I mean, we sold out in 3 days.
Wow.
And we have a waiting list. And it's just the reaction has been incredible. And I think, people really appreciate that, that this is an opportunity for them, not just to interact with these amazing people who are technology leaders, who are business leaders, but also to be part of that brainstorming session, and that there might be something that they come up with that we can help look at them, developing with them. And we will have some young entrepreneurs there that have won other competitions, and they're going to share their story on the day as well. So there will be people of their age group. So, we're not ageist. You don't have to be 40 to start a business. You could be 13.
Absolutely. And it sounds like for the next time around, and hopefully there will be a next time around, Gillian, people would want to be pretty quick about registering for it.
I know, yeah. And absolutely. I mean, we were delighted, but we were surprised how quickly and word got out there. And so we're delighted. There's going to be some amazing ideas on the day, and we can see, in a couple of years' time, some of these things might actually come to fruition.